Today is Earth Day. Wisconsin's own Senator Gaylord Nelson came up with the idea 40 years ago to call attention to dangers threatening the environment. The U.S. Senator hoped to inspire awareness and action. On this 40th anniversary, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz stops by several schools in search of future environmentalists.
It's a Saturday, but a dozen or so Whitefish Bay High students are digging their hearts out on the west side of school. They're installing a series of raised vegetable beds, some for the school, others for the community. I'll step aside and let Senior Micah Leinbach explain.
I've always been a talker. I've had lots of ideas and plans and things that I always wanted to see happen. And eventually, I just decided I needed to actually be a doer because we had lots of people talking, but no one was kind of taking the lead. So I wrote up the proposal and turned it in. But this project is not my project by any stretch of the imagination. It's an Earth Club, which is our name, project. Any of our work days, you can come, and I'll be here, but there will be 5, 10, 15, maybe even more other kids who are involved in it in some way.
Have you been surprised with any reactions in this process?
We planned ahead for this project because the village of Whitefish Bay is a wonderful place to grow up. You can bike anywhere. It's just a very safe, nice place to be. But it can be a very hard village to work with. There are a lot of aesthetic restrictions, things like that. So we expected some issues and prepared for them. At one point, we had to call 10 cubic yards of compost and soil from Bayview, which is a lot of soil. As the environmental club and a whole lot of high school kids, we don't have many trucks or drivers. And one very nice lady who sent me an email and said, I'll pay for the one day's rental of a pickup truck. So we've had a lot of really positive community support, people coming in saying, I have plants for you, I have dirt for you, I have tools for you. And I think people are also glad that it's a student thing and it's not a whole bunch of adults making it happen, but students are coming in basically saying, we want to build you a garden, will you let us? And people have been happy to say, yes. Is it somewhat a fad and eco-fad to be making these gardens right now? Definitely, but I'm not complaining because it let us get one.
Micah is off to Lewis and Clark College next fall with his eye on an environmental studies degree. I head into the city to visit some grade schools. College is the last thing on 9-year-old Nakia's mind. She's happy as a clam to be a McDowell Montessori student. Her teacher does use the word environment a lot, especially when it comes to their classroom.
Miss Shelley always says you need to stop doing that because this is your environment. You need to take care of things and stuff, and she always used that word. We always use that word a lot around here.
What are you guys doing on Earth Day, do you know?
We get a note home and to tell us to do a lot of things for Earth Day, like to pick up garbage and stuff and everything.
Just on that day or every day?
Every day.
Miss Schultz's third graders are busy writing letters to Mother Earth when I walk into Brown Street Academy. This is Jayla.
Dear Mother Earth, thank you, Mother Earth. You help us live. Thank you for all the things you give us. Earth, you give us air. You give us food. Earth, I love you very much.
Clint Hayes supplies me with a pair of waders and guides me out into the Milwaukee River to demonstrate what his Shorewood Charter School, called New Horizons, is doing environmentally.
So watch where you're walking. Take it slow. Especially now, the rocks are really slippery.
Clint's classmates are working in teams collecting invertebrates from the bottom of the river. One person kicks up the dirt and rocks, doing a river dance, Clint says, and the other scoops up the results in a net.
As we can see, these guys found a few.
The New Horizons team is gearing up to mentor fourth and fifth graders.
Every group will have a petri dish.
These students are nurturing one another, too.
Put some water into your petri dish.
Each team scrutinizes and charts the creatures they've brought up from the river.
Oh, we have a larva. We have a bloodworm for sure.
The group is mostly sophomores and juniors, very much focused on working as a tight unit. They've been asked to help install raised garden beds at a nearby grade school. Junior Evan Klinkenbeard steps forward.
I wish you guys the best of luck tomorrow, helping with that project. I'll be working on a different project.
Another environmental leader in the making? I wouldn't be surprised. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.